allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to do that if you want me to.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, let's do the roll call.
Yeah, just to let everybody know, Ryan had to go home unexpectedly quick today with a family crisis. So we told him to get on out of here and we continue on. So,
okay, so Ms. Gabert?
Here.
Mr. Hedlund?
Here.
Ms. Humphries?
Here.
Dr. Mason?
Here.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes, here.
Okay, agenda, any additions or corrections?
No, sir.
Okay, to recommend we approve the agenda for the organizational meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Okay, Ms. Gabert?
Yes.
Mr. Hedlund?
Yes.
Ms. Humphries?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Any public participation?
I didn't get any papers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody? Okay, let's start with the first order of business, executive or election of officers. Officers shall be nominated from the floor and be elected by majority roll call vote. So I need a nomination for president.
I nominate Mark Ryan.
Second.
Accept. Any other nominations? Okay. All right, we have a nomination for myself as president. So that's a first Tom. What's the second?
Dr.
Mason, right? Okay. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Okay, Ms. Gabert?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Sumpton?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mark Ryan, do solemnly swear.
I do, Mark Ryan, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge my duties as President of the Board of Education.
Discharge my duties as President of the Board of Education.
In and for the said Marlington Local School District, Stark County, Ohio.
In aforementioned Stark County, Ohio.
Little Sedo.
To the best of my ability, to be enacted
during my continuance in said office.
That's right.
During my continuance in said office,
and until my successor is chosen and qualified.
Until my successor is chosen and qualified.
Okay,
very good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's rough.
It was my first time through.
No, not you.
Not you.
I thought we should have a copy, like, you know, the person taking it should have a copy.
Well, part of the test is to be able to,
you know, listen.
Thank you.
It's just like,
you know, to make it any less of a
deal?
Yeah.
It was rough. We'll leave it at that.
There you go. Okay. Let's start. Next item, nomination for vice president. I'll nominate Tom Hipley.
Second.
Any other nominations? Okay, so first, Karen, second. Any discussion? Did you accept?
Yes.
Okay. All right, any discussion? Okay, call roll.
Okay, Ms. Gabert?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Humphries?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Let's see if I can do better.
Let's see if you can do it.
If you do a better job.
Let's see if I can confound you better now.
I was nervous.
All right. I, Tom Hipley, do solemnly swear.
I, Tom Hipley, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I faithfully and impartially.
Discharge my duties as Vice President of the Board of Education.
Discharge my duties as Vice President of the
Board of
Education.
In and for the said Marlington Local School District, Stark County, Ohio.
In and for the said Mormon School District, Stark County, Ohio.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect.
And in accordance with the laws now in effect.
And hereafter to be enacted.
And hereafter to be enacted.
During my continuance in said office. During.
During.
My continuance in said office.
There you go.
And until my successor is chosen and qualified.
Until my successor is chosen and qualified.
All right. Congratulations. Thank you.
All right, very good. Okay. Next item, annual resolutions for consideration.
Yeah, I'll jump in there. So are we good with the third Thursday still? Okay. So we'll put that in there, the third Thursday of the month and 7 p.m. Still everybody good? Okay. All right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you're asking for discussion at any point in time. Since our special meeting is right up against that, and we don't really have any time to get any additional information, can we discuss about having just one blended regular meeting that would have everything maybe start just a little bit earlier so it doesn't run so late? Because we have a special meeting, and then we don't really have any time to, if there are any questions, there's really no time to get information. I know in the past we've had special meetings earlier, like the previous day or in the morning or something like that, so if there were questions, we could get information. So I'm wondering what
you
purpose...
You had special meetings like
the
morning or day before?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the purpose of the special meeting is. I mean, can we just do everything at the regular meeting, maybe just have it maybe 6 o'clock so that it doesn't run so late?
I don't know what you guys' thoughts are.
Well, I don't know if there's a problem with that. We get the agenda usually the Friday before. So any questions that are needed, questions at that point, they can be asked over the weekend or a few days before the meeting. As far as the special meeting goes, those are typically discussion periods on one or two topics, three topics. They don't necessarily feed into the, or they don't always feed into the regular meeting.
So are you saying start the special meeting at, stay that, keep that at 5:30 and then go to the regular meeting?
No, I'm saying have no special meeting, just have a regular meeting start at 6 o'clock.
At 6.
Just skip the special meeting.
Altogether.
Right.
And just have a regular meeting.
Right.
At 6.
And whatever one or two things we would be discussing at special meeting could just be an agenda item on the regular meeting.
Well, that might be okay during the summer, but I'm thinking of the folks that come to the meetings to see their kids recognized as Student of the Month. Typically, kids are home, parents are home for dinner, then they come to this meeting. So moving it to 6, you're interrupting that. Does anybody else have any problem with the 7 o'clock or keeping things the way they are?
I don't see anything broke. I don't see the sense of moving it, but that's my opinion.
I think the administration's been pretty responsive on questions leading up to a meeting, given enough time. Again, special meetings, you know, we talked about buildings and ground issues at heavily during that time. The bond issue in the fall was a big discussion point.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't see a problem with that, but as you said, you could point out with the, you know, the kids and the dinner time.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
For 6:30, I mean, it might not be 6. I was just thinking that.
Move the regular meeting up, time up a little, you're saying.
Right, just get the special meeting and do it all at the regular meeting.
Well, I don't think our meetings are really excessive. Lately, they're only going an hour, maybe an hour and a half at the most. Mm-hmm. What's late for you? 8:39?
I was just thinking that I'm not seeing the purpose of the special meeting. That's what the discussion that I'm having. Because there's not the time, you know, once we have board discussion, there are questions that come up that weren't addressed before because they just came up then, and then there's not really time between the special meeting and the regular meeting to address the questions.
Do you have an example of what you're referring to? I mean, where that's happened multiple times, where you've asked something and we didn't get an answer immediately?
Most recently would have been like the policy committee. It was butted right up against the special meeting, which was then butted right up against the regular meeting. But
So you want
to
spread everything out?
We had to immediately vote on something that we didn't really have all the answers to.
So we had a policy committee meeting the same day as the board meeting?
Yeah, everything just ran right all together.
So that's not really a special.
Well, I know that's not a special.
It's just more of a committee meeting, you're thinking?
But if there's questions at the special meeting, but clearly it doesn't seem like it bothers anybody else, so keep it the way it is.
Well, we could definitely not have, I think the reason why we tried to committee meetings by the board meeting is just so we don't mess up 2 days of your schedule, but we don't have to do that. I mean, we could change committee meetings.
Yeah, sure.
We could definitely do that. Because I see more questions coming out of those probably. I would concur with that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the remedy for not having, if you're not comfortable voting on an issue, the remedy for that is to make that known.
Table it for the following.
Table it if what you're saying about the policy committee is an issue. A motion could have been made to table it.
I was just giving an example that isn't the only thing.
You said that's not the only thing. What's your other thing?
I don't remember that. It's just, in general, it's clearly if we're going to have a big discussion about this, leave it the way it is. I just think the community would be happy to hear our discussion, and unless they attend the special meeting, they don't hear it, they're more inclined to come to regular meetings. There's less discussion at the regular meetings than there is at the special meetings.
Quite a few people showing up at those meetings.
I'd like to see more discussion than happen at the regular meetings.
Yeah, we could always do that.
Yeah. What's that?
Just have more discussion.
Just repeat the discussion.
I know sometimes we have, like the voting grounds we shared early on, and mm-hmm. I kind of shared again. Mm-hmm. You know, so we could definitely do that.
And the special meetings are, I mean, there's been times when we haven't had special meetings, we've just foregone them, but with the building and grounds and the bond issue as the big topics for the last year or 2 years, a lot of the special meetings have been consumed with that. Mm-hmm. So,
and I'll be honest with you, that I just like to eat together. You know, I mean, that's the main reason why I like the special meetings. I think it's nice to sit down and break bread together, to be honest with you. So,
6:30.
Yeah, so really to me, it doesn't matter what time you do it or what conversations you have. It's just being able to eat together personally. So we're just going to leave it where it is?
Yeah, let's leave it the way it is.
Okay.
Okay, so do we have a motion? We need a motion to
keep.
Tom's first.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? Call roll.
Okay. Ms. Gaber?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Sumphrey?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. So we need a delegate to the OSBA annual conference.
Was that first?
You have your.
Well, actually, Mr. Hipley was our delegate last year.
What did you do?
I'll do the same.
You want to take her again?
Sure.
All right. So I'll recommend a motion to appoint Mr. Hipley as a delegate to the Ohio School Board Association Annual Conference.
So move.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Call roll.
Okay, Ms. Gabert?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Sumphrey?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
So our legislative liaison, last year was Ms. Gaber. You want to try her again? Awesome. Okay. So I recommend a motion to appoint Mrs. Gaber as our legislative liaison and an alternate to the Ohio School Board Association.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call.
Okay. Ms. Gaber?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Humphries?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, so our student achievement liaison to the OSBA was
Karen
Sumphrey.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Are you going to come back again?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'd like to recommend a motion to appoint Mrs. Humphreys as the student achievement liaison to the Ohio School Board Association.
Yes, sir.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll.
Okay, Ms. Gaber?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Humphrey?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes. All right, as far as the committees go, I'd like to, here's my thought. I'd like to keep the committees the same unless there's someone has a big desire to be on another committee. I think they worked well this year, and things seem to move well. My main concern is buildings and ground. I think Karen and Tom have worked well together, and with the building issue at hand and what we're trying to do here down the road, I think it'd be important to just keep you guys on that. If that's
absolutely agree.
If that's okay with you too, if that's okay with the rest of you. I am not opposed to jumping on another committee if someone wants to be on policy or finance. I'm just as happy to stay there, but if someone wants to switch up, otherwise we can just keep them the same. Any thoughts?
I'm fine with
that. Okay. So if it's okay with everybody, I'll recommend to keep the committees as assigned from 2018 to 2019.
Do you want to read this off?
Yeah. So policy committee will be Carolyn and Mark. Curriculum will be Scott and Karen. Finance will be Carolyn and Mark. Building and grounds will be Karen and Tom. And extracurricular will be Scott and Tom. I need a motion to
put that
in place. Tom?
Second.
Karen, second. Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Okay, Ms. Gabert.
Yes.
Mr. Hipney.
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll run down this first set of resolutions here. I'd recommend motion to adopt the following general resolutions as presented: the existing bylaws and policies for the operation of Marion Local Board of Education and Marion Local School District are hereby approved. The Alliance Review will serve as the official newspaper of the Marlington Local School District. Permission is granted for the Marlington Local School District to participate in cooperative programs, preschool, special ed programs through the Stark County ESC. The Marlington Local School District is authorized to participate in cooperative purchasing through the Stark County ESC, not limited to food service, business operations, and bus transportation purchases. The school district is authorized to participate in the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchase Program for cooperative purchasing, not limited to food service, business operations, and bus and transportation. The school district is authorized to participate in all federal, state, and local grants or agreements. The school district is authorized to participate in memberships limited to the OSBA Legal Assistance Fund, the Ohio School Board Association, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The Board of Ed and Marlington Local School District does hereby establish a service fund. Such fund to be set aside as an account within the general fund, and therein hereby appropriated for the purpose of said service fund, the maximum amount permitted by law not to exceed $20,000, which amount shall be incorporated into the appropriations of this school district for the year 2018. The maximum amount for blanket purchase orders is $250,000. Cell phone expense reimbursements will be set as presented, and then also the facility use fees will be set as presented as well.
Do we need to make that 2019?
I think so. I just saw that. Good call. Yep.
Good.
Okay. Amongst the thunder rash out there.
Well, let's get a motion and a second.
I so move. Here.
Second.
All right. Discussion. The cell. You got a sheet here on the cell phone. And just clarify, the cell phones. These are your own personal phones that you're getting. Reimburse, is that what they're?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are all personal cell phones.
Okay.
When's the last time we had an increase on that?
2012.
Is it current?
Does that cover your expenses?
Well, it does. But there's a $10 increase from last year to this year.
So why don't we make an adjustment of $10 to cover that increase?
It went from 50 to 60.
Oh, you're saying it went up. Okay, I'm sorry.
60. Yeah, I mean it doesn't. But it's something, it's a nice gesture.
So we went up $10 from last year to this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It did nothing since 2012, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's basically offsetting some of the expense of a phone you'd have anyway, right? Okay. What's your thoughts on it? Could it be more, or is it satisfactory? Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking, but any gesture is appreciated, so thank you.
Some of the other district you work for, are we in line? Did they pick the little tab up? They pay partial?
It's kind of all over, to be honest with you. Some actually give phones to their employees. And we do that for some of ours, like our maintenance staff. Mm-hmm. We do just give them the phone, and they don't have to worry about it. But for administrators, we've never gotten into that.
Would you recommend we entertain that at this point before we approve it?
What's that?
Increasing it?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I wouldn't get into buying phones for all of us at this point.
No, I'm just talking about increasing the expense.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
To increase it?
Just
the way it is.
Just the way it is.
Yeah, it went, like for a set, we're saying that last time it was 50. So now it's 60. So it's an extra $10. Okay. And then the other one is your facility fees. Those have not changed. Remember last year, we really gave this a good looking over, if you remember, because we added things on, like with the field, with the stadium and the turf field and all those kinds of things. So those facility fees remain the same from last year.
Yeah.
But we did some tweaking last year on that.
Testing the roof.
Yeah, real quick.
What's that?
Testing the roof.
Yes, we are. That's good. Yes, we are.
Okay. Any more discussion on that?
Not on the reimbursement, but the alliance review.
It's really the only choice.
I know that that's our only choice, but when they don't even cover our board meeting, I have an issue with that.
And I have spoken to our friends at the review, shared the board's position on that.
You know, when I'm reading, I see West Branch in the alliance review.
Yeah.
And they're at every meeting. Sebring's in there every time they have a meeting. And
I understand.
We're closer than both of them to the city of Alliance.
It is frustrating.
They don't attend all the township meetings either. Yeah. I mean, when they lost their reporter, they at Marble Township, they stopped covering. They just put in some of the minutes.
So you're saying Mr. Thrifty's not an option?
Mr. Thrifty's not an option.
Who you recommend?
Mr. Thrifty.
But I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no, seriously, there's not another choice. I just want to voice my concern.
I mean, they're just about as local.
It's the same paper. Good or bad, I mean, they just don't cover it.
Yeah.
I understood.
Yeah.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about them doing a bad job.
Or a good job.
Yeah. It'd be great to have a good job. But.
So right now we're submitting minutes, Lee submits minutes to the paper, and hopefully they get in. Is that what we're doing?
For our board meetings?
Yeah.
No, we don't submit
minutes. We don't
do
anything.
No, I reach out and ask them, would you like me to write an article sometimes or give them some of the talking points, even just send the agendas, which you guys know we already do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions on what we talked about?
And nothing?
Last month, nothing. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more discussion? Call the roll.
Okay. Ms. Gabriel?
Yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yes.
Ms. Humphrey?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, I'll read through the financial resolutions as presented. The treasurer authorized to pay bills with limits and appropriations when merchandise has been received in good condition or when contractual obligations become due. The treasurer is authorized to secure advances of tax monies. Treasurer is authorized to temporarily invest interim deposits as allowed by law. And the president and treasurer or authorized to borrow money if needed. Treasurer is authorized to use signature on warrant and payment checks or payroll checks. The treasurer is authorized to transfer amounts equivalent to interest earned by applicable funds. The treasurer, as district public records officer, is authorized to attend public records training on behalf of the Board of Education members. Treasurer's bond set at $100,000, and the treasurer of Moncton Local School Board of Education does hereby certify that the number of pupils enrolled in the public schools in Moncton Local School District shall be the number determined by the final year end.
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Humphreys and Ms. Gabrick, second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Can I ask a question?
Oh.
We got our public records training certified at Capital Conference, is that right?
Mr. Jones attended down
attended
there, yes.
Down there. And
yes.
That's once a year that has to be done, or once per term?
I believe it's I think it's every year.
It's every year,
yeah.
Not once per term.
I don't know for a fact. But I remember the conversations that they're expected to go yearly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not required by law, but they're asked to.
Okay.
But I can find that out. So is it every year, or what was your other scenario?
Was
or
it per term, per board member term, which would make it really every 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, I can find that out. I'm going to say every year. I'll prove myself wrong.
But we're covered as of Capital Conference.
Correct. Very riveting discussion from what I was told. So I wasn't there to partake, but I don't.
Real snoozer?
Well, it's on the eyes of the beholder. It's
very legal.
So, yes, a lot of legal leads involved from Mr. Jones.
Okay, any more discussion? Call roll.
All right, Ms. Gabriel.
Yes.
Mr. Hippie.
Yes.
Ms. Sonner.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan. Okay, how about recommend a motion to approve the following resolutions pertaining to the superintendent as presented. The superintendent and our designee is authorized to act for the board on matters pertaining to surplus property procurement and federal grant applications and reports. The superintendent is authorized to employ personnel as needed for emergency situations and submit such action to the board for approval at the next regular board meeting. The superintendent or designee is authorized to act as purchasing agent, including but not limited to the approval of service contracts, i.e. athletic officials, resource officers, athletic trainer, constant services, casual help, start Portage Area Computer Consortium, Channel 45 and 49. The superintendent designee is authorized to approve travel of employees to conduct official school business and or attend authorized professional meetings. The superintendent is authorized to select and employ legal counsel and to initiate legal action to protect and or defend the interests of the board, district, students, and or its employees, and report such action to the board at the next board meeting. Such actions may include, but not limited to, selecting representation for the Tax Incentive Review Council, appeals of tax issues, workers and unemployment compensation, litigation, and actions before administrative agencies. The superintendent is authorized to employ non-licensed, non-certified persons in supplemental positions. Superintendent is authorized to appoint appropriate personnel to required positions. Superintendent is authorized to establish an audit committee. Superintendent designee is authorized to declare the value of used books, supplemental materials, and equipment. And the superintendent or designee is authorized to enter in agreements for field experience and student teachers from local universities.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Question on the appropriate. Point appropriate personnel, is that in regard to licensure or just in general? I mean, how do you define appropriate?
In general, to me.
Because we talked about the non-license.
Mm-hmm. That's how I would define it.
Question answer.
Seems a little vague, but if that's the way it's written in the law, I guess mm-hmm. that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, any more discussion? Call roll, please.
All right, Ms. Gabriel?
Yes.
Mr. Hippley?
Yes.
Ms. Humphrey?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
And then our new business, the resolution that I talked to you about in the update. I'd like to recommend a motion to approve a resolution requesting the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission establish a new scope, estimated project, basic project cost, and local share in the classroom facilities assistance program as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Could you go over the details of that?
I'm sorry?
Could you go over the details of that?
Well, this is the resolution we talked about at our last meeting, if you remember, basically getting us back into the hopper, okay? There's no requirement, obviously, to move forward, but in order for us to move forward in the near future, we have to have this document into the commission to bring it up at their July meeting. So, you know, we were talking about that COPS project, for example. So if the board decides to move forward with that, this is the document that we need to have in place.
So this allows us to participate in the state share.
Correct.
And that's just specifically for the elementaries? Is that what you're getting approved for?
Yeah, unless I missed something. Right, we're just... Is that what you mean? Like there's something other than the elementary building?
Is that what the resolution is for?
Yeah, it puts us back in the, like you said, the hopper.
Yeah.
It expired after November's election.
Right.
So we're re-upping to pursue the COPS program, so we have to get...
For consolidated elementary.
It's basically the same program, but we have to renew the application.
So where does it say that? What paragraph is that in that this is for?
In the resolution? It
yes.
Probably doesn't speak to that in the resolution, but it's what we need to do to get all those pieces and parts in place, to get our enrollment numbers, to get our local share numbers, and then we segment out the consolidated elementary piece out of the whole master plan.
So in theory, this number could come in lower if our student body count is lower than what it was the last time we went. The size of the building could be decreased.
The square feet?
Yeah.
I will guarantee it's going to be less, unfortunately. Yeah.
I move to table this until we know the direction that the community would like us to go.
Second to table it.
I'll second it just so we can have the discussion. We discuss it and vote on tabling it, correct?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So make sure I write that down. So we have a motion to table. Okay, and it was Mrs. Gabrick was the motion and Dr. Mason, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second. Okay.
My question is how do we know what the community wants?
Well, we won't know unless we reach out to them and have these discussions. When does this vote have to be taken and submitted?
If you don't meet the requirement by January 15th, we're out for the session. I have to have it submitted by January 15th.
January 15th.
Firm. But like I said, just because we're in doesn't mean we need to do anything with it, but we need to get in order to do something.
To be considered.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or we will fall out of that that next round.
Yeah, there's other resolutions we'll need to pass to continue the process.
I think it's important to take a break from this and do our research and reach out to the community and get everyone going the direction that we end up going, rather than have this kind of, it seems like it's a battle back and forth.
Let me ask, if we table this and leave it tabled, and we decide when is the next opportunity we would have to go back into the hopper?
I would have to ask the gentleman on that. I don't know that.
We're talking...
For certainly...
Next year, probably.
We were trying to get in that window right when those Nexus payments, were trying to come in. So in order to do that, this is the deadline that we needed to meet. So I'm not 100%. Do you remember us talking about that? I don't.
It seems to me it was 18 months. Like we'd be out. We'd go to the bottom.
We didn't jump back in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it could be, it's 18 months before, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can call and find out
because I
don't
want.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yes,
well, please. I'm not real sure. So I was thinking out loud, but I'm not positive.
What are you thinking of?
I don't know.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I think I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree with the community involvement. We've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
At a heightened level since 2011, so we've been it's been in the forefront. It's been a primary, if not the top item, one of the top two or three items this district has talked about since that time. The voters are involved because they go to the ballot box and they they tell us what they will do or what they won't do or what they will accept and not accept. So there is community involvement in that regard. They have a direct community involvement in that regard. We have had numerous meetings, buildings and grounds committees. We've had board meetings. At the very beginning of this, we had public meetings devoted to just that subject. So the idea that the community's not involved or not informed or going around and doing an end around the public, it's not true. If anything, we've done, I think, a lot of due diligence in that regard, keeping the public informed of what we want to do. So to keep that process moving, this is the next step. They don't want their taxes raised.
How will you involve them in the COPS program that you're speaking of?
How will I involve them?
Right.
Well, they can
other
certainly...
Other than giving them the bill to pay with no growth.
Bill to pay.
What bill are they paying?
What additional bill would you be paying other than what we're paying now for taxes?
The construction.
Well, we got Nexus Pipeline money coming in. This right. is what it's based on. It's based on Nexus Pipeline coming in another year and a half.
Right, but we had discussion that if that wasn't sufficient, then you really only have two options. The company comes in and takes your building away from you and owns it, the bond company, or you have to go to the voters to make up the shortfall. So
are you saying you think the Nexus money is going to come in short? Because you've been a very vocal person stating that we're going to get all that money, Carolyn. You have been very vocal to that point.
What I'm saying is we had an attorney that came to our meeting and presented it much differently. And I thought that was the expert that we were to rely on.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. What was different than...
Well, she said that we got to keep 100% of the first 3 years, and then after that we would start losing our state foundation money. So the Nexus money would have to supplement our state foundation money because we would come in short on that because we would be considered a richer district.
Mm-hmm.
And well, so then that would make money either not available to pay for the building, or we would have to ask the voters for money to make up the shortfall in the shortage in our
operating. I remember her saying that is a concern, and we definitely need to be thinking and being concerned about that, that as these monies come in, once that three-year average comes into play, I mean, and I think I've been very adamant on this, I'm concerned that we are going to lose some state funding money. Now, what we didn't talk about until last month was we're on the guarantee. And that's an interesting piece that the treasurer brought up. And as long as that guarantee stays in place, there's actually almost like a safe haven there for us. Now, one stroke of a pen could eliminate that, just like any piece of legislation could.
So the guarantee would say that we have no chance of losing any state foundation money because of Nexus.
That's my understanding.
And
yeah.
we have that.
Yeah. Well, remember, you heard that at the same workshop that I went
to. I don't really understand it. Could you, explain the state guarantee so that...
No,
I mean, I'm not
the expert in that,
okay.
But we can ask Ryan to talk about that a little
bit
more.
Maybe explain that a little more.
But
detail.
The information you heard at that conference workshop was really news to our ears, and that was the first time I had heard that publicly, you know, and maybe you've heard that prior, I don't know, but... I was encouraged because all this time I've been concerned about what we just talked about. But as you and I heard, Mr. Hippley, I think, was there too. As long as that guarantee stays in place, that's a good thing for us.
So that is tied to the current governor? Is that who decides whether we have it or whether we don't?
It's tied to the budget.
Yeah, it's in the budget
the budget's
process.
Approved, they change the funding formula every 2 years,
yeah.
biannual. Biennium budget.
Yeah. Let's hope they don't. Let's hope that stays.
I mean, it's possible. Going back to this issue here, this isn't committing us to pursuing that. It's just telling the OFCC that we want to go down this road.
Yeah.
We have a number of other resolutions that will have to be approved. And I'm sure if we get down the road where it's looking like this is a boondoggle, you know, I'm sure the board is going to act responsibly. But at this point, I don't think there's enough indication of that. The other item, too, is we've already put other pieces in place to allow the district to generate some savings from consolidation. We've already talked about Marlboro's closing.
What's the date? When's that going to happen? September of this year? Is that?
When's what going to happen?
When's Marlboro going to close?
We're going to have two elementaries next year.
Starting in September.
Yeah, that's our plan.
We've already put that in place, and the idea, there's two pieces of that. One, educationally, the administration wants to move in that direction, and financially, it's going to be benefit to the district. So if you realize that over a 2-3 year span, as we go through the building process, that's money that's being added to our coffers that could act as a buffer if a scenario arises where our funding is cut. I think we're acting prudently in that manner right now.
Well, again, doing something now, which we need to do in order to possibly move forward, but nothing set in stone. I would speak about, you know, the community. The community has to choose to be involved. You know, I sat as a reporter for 12 years in these meetings and saw very little community involvement. And, you know, people that I know, that I talk to all the time, even having conversations, you come back and, you know, this current, like at the bond issue when it was up, and them saying, what are you talking about? Like, kind of just unaware, because they either weren't in, don't have children and or grandchildren in the school. They're just very unaffected by the school district, they think. So they're just disinterested, not interested, not involved. So, you know, that was very frustrating for me as a reporter, because you're there, you're presenting information, giving that out there, and it just seemed like there were so many people that just, you know, they have to choose to get involved. They have to choose to read it. They have to choose to, in some form, engage. If they don't, I don't know how you make someone get involved. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, again, as a reporter, I sat in so many meetings in Marlboro Township, and especially within the last, I'd say, year, where almost every meeting, some sort of grant was mentioned by either the police department or the fire department. And there was never once that they were told, no, don't go after that grant. Don't go after that money. You know, we'd rather have the community pay for this. You know, they were always pursuing grants so that they could do, like, move forward. Getting body cameras, you know, for Marlboro Township. That, I mean, that's awesome to me, but there are people that, you know, have an attitude, and they might look down and say, little Marlboro Township, you need body cameras on the police officers? You know, they think that's kind of silly. But, you know, that's what Chief DeVise, like, you know, wants to pursue. And, like, again, as I said, I have no problem with that. And that was done through a grant. So, you know, there is no time that the trustee said, no, don't go after that grant. Let's have the community pay for that, you know. So it's just, in my mind, very simple. I'm not a financial whiz. I never claim to be. But that's just, again, common sense and plain silly. If you don't go after money that is available, yes, our tax money, that other people have taken advantage of, but we haven't. That's just, that does not make sense. Financially. So I absolutely say yes to this.
Last time we had meetings, you facilitated one and Mr. Scott facilitated a meeting. Am I correct? Gary had town hall meetings, and then you and Mr. Fisher had mm-hmm. building and grounds meeting. Mm-hmm. And I know Gary didn't get a good turnout. And I know that at some of the ones that I came to that you and Jim facilitated, there wasn't a turnout.
At the very beginning, we had... I'd say we had at least 20 to 25 people attending.
20 to 25 with 2,000-plus students, which is roughly 4,000
parents. I'd say that's good numbers for considering, you know, some board meetings we don't get anybody attending. So I took that as a great... Now, as we went further into the year and into the next year, it dwindled. Mm-hmm. It did. But initially, people were more curious as to what we were
thinking,
what we were up to, what we thought the district should do. So, Any more discussion on tabling that? Okay, so we have a motion to table and a second, so we need to vote on the motion. A vote to table it, it would be a yes. A vote to turn the motion down would be no. So call the roll, please.
Okay. Ms. Gabrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hipplett?
No.
Ms. Humphries?
No.
Dr. Mason?
No.
And Mr. Ryan?
No. Okay, so we have a first and a second on the motion to approve the resolution.
Yes.
Do we have any more discussion on that?
Do they analyze the whole district when they do that?
Yeah.
So they do everything. They'll look at high school, middle school. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because remember, there's a master plan that was generated initially. Mm-hmm. So when we pull out one piece of it, that's the segmented part for the elementary is in this situation.
And they'll be here. Would this mean they'd be here in the spring to walk through the buildings again?
They don't come back.
They don't come back.
No, because they realize when last time they've been here, things ain't getting any better.
So
so they don't waste their time or money coming back and telling you what we already know. So, which I get. I mean, they're not going to come back and say, yeah, things are that bad still.
Okay, any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Okay, Ms. Gaber.
No.
Mr. Hipplett.
Yes.
Ms. Humphrey.
Yes.
Dr. Mason.
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
All right, well, if everybody's good then, we'll fire up the new year on January 17th. We'll be over at the high school, 5:30, start at 7 o'clock the following.
All right. Okay. And we need to go into executive session.
Well, it's up to you. If you guys want to talk about my evaluation a little bit tonight to get that process going or not.
We're up for Joe's evaluation. Joe would like to go through the document. We don't have to spend our time responding to it. I figured at the January 17th meeting we'd go into executive session and then put our input into it. That gives us time to read it and put some notes together. So Joe would like to give his evidence on for his evaluation. Okay, so I need a motion to enter into executive session in accordance with ORC 12122 to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee and to discuss any other matters required to be kept confidential by state statute.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
What other matters will we be discussing that are required to be confidential by state statute?
I believe all we're talking about is
evaluation.
Just evaluation. Is there something else you want to talk about?
No, but I think you should amend your motion. If we're not going to talk about that, you shouldn't go into executive session for that purpose.
Okay. Any more discussion?
I move to amend the motion to enter into executive session in accordance with ORC 121.22 to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee.
All right, do we have a second for that amendment? No second. Okay. Amendment fails. Okay, any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Ms. Gabert?
No.
Mr. Hipplett?
Yes.
Ms. Humphrey?
Yes.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yes. Okay, thanks, folks. After the meeting, there won't be any more business. We'll adjourn right after executive session.